Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, reading you the morning news. I am Matsina. Nagaland's Member of Parliament, Lok Sabha, S. Supong Meryn Jamir, yesterday called for a renewed commitment to unity and progress of Nagaland. He was addressing the 60th anniversary celebration of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly, NLA, in Kohima yesterday. Mr. Jamir emphasized that the milestone is not just a celebration of six decades of legislative achievements, but a tribute to the vision, resilience and unity that have defined Nagaland's journey toward peace and development. He acknowledged the challenges Nagaland has faced, including socio-economic hurdles and the pursuit of a political identity that honors the state's unique heritage and culture. Despite these obstacles, Jamir said that the Assembly has upheld its commitment to democracy and the welfare of the people. Looking to the future, he urged collective action to address pressing issues like youth unemployment, infrastructure development, and sustainable economic growth. The Lok Sabha MP also called on the leaders to continue fostering peace, unity, and progress, drawing strength from Nagaland's culture and community spirit. Over 13 lakh electors in Nagaland have been enrolled in the draft photo electoral roll for 2025 as published by the Chief Electoral Officer, Nagaland. According to the draft roll published yesterday, 2024, for all 60 assembly constituencies, out of the total 13,31,555 electors, 6,66,473 were male voters, and 6,65,080 were female voters, including two transgender. The CEO Nagaland, Viasan R, informed that the period for filing claims and objections will be open till 28th of next month. Special camps will be held in all the polling stations on 8th, 9th, 22nd and 23rd of November for receiving claims and objections. Citizens can file claims and objections with the concerned booth-level officer or with the ERO and ERO. Forms are available for download in ECI and CEO's website. Online applications can also be filed or submitted online through voters.eci.gov.in or mobile app VHA, Voter Helpline App. The draft electoral rolls 2025 are accessible on the CEO Nagaland website at ceo.nagaland.gov.in. The final photo electoral roll will be published on 10th January 2025. The portal for Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSE, has been temporarily shut down. Informing this, Chairperson Asano Sekose said the portal was temporarily shut down following a server attack that occurred on 25th October. She said, a technical team is currently collaborating with the host service provider to examine the cause and restore access to the portal as early as possible. Ms. Sekose therefore requested the public to bear with the inconvenience caused till the portal is restored. In view of the recent tragic incident involving the drowning of a young boy in an open pond, the District Disaster Management Authority, DDMA, of Chumukedima yesterday issued a public advisory to enhance safety measures around water bodies. The advisory aims to prevent future accidents in areas with open ponds, trenches and other water bodies that pose potential hazards. Deputy Commissioner and DDMA Chairman Paul Anjon outlined several key measures to be enforced by property owners and village councils. This included all open and deep ponds or fisheries must be properly fenced to prevent accidental falls, especially for children and unsuspecting individuals. Clear and visible warning signs such as warning, deep water, should be displayed prominently in areas surrounding such water bodies to alert the public of potential dangers. Property owners are advised to fence off trenches, dug for extracting earth or boulders to prevent accidental entry. As part of Vigilance Awareness Week, Akashvani Kohima yesterday held an interactive session on CCS conduct rules at the office premises. Senior Accounts Officer from the Office of the Principal Accountant General, Nagaland, Joseph K.A., was the resource person. Mr. Joseph deliberated on conduct rules, vigilance, types of vigilance and preventive vigilance. Deputy Director General, Engineering and Head of Office, K.K. Rengma, highlighted on the activities of Vigilance Week. Mr. Rengma also emphasized the importance of attending IGOT trainings and urged the staff to be prompt with compliance to office orders and instructions. Head of Program, Abino Lasu, along with the officers and staff attended the session. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a good day.